BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The former US President Donald Trump is consulting his lawyers at his Manhattan residence before he's due to appear in court on Tuesday. He's facing criminal charges linked to a payment made to buy the silence of a porn star just before the 2016 election. Neda Taufik is outside Trump Tower.
The U.S. media has been following and, in fact, carrying live every step of Donald Trump's journey from his home in Mar-a-Lago to Trump Tower in New York. The whole way, the Secret Service escorted him here, and it's where he'll prepare to face the criminal charges against him. Even on his flight over, he was tweeting, repeating this notion that this entire case is a witch hunt against him. There have been a few supporters of the president here with signs saying Trump 2024. They repeated his narrative that this is all about influencing the upcoming presidential election and harming him.
Hundreds of troops have been deployed in some of the most violent regions of Honduras as part of a government plan to tackle gang crime. Our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
The Honduran government had declared a partial state of emergency in November. It applied to urban areas where business leaders and shopkeepers were being forced to pay extortion money to the gangs, or maras, which operate across Central America. The defense minister, Manuel Zelaya, said the new phase of the security plan would focus on tackling drug trafficking and trying to arrest the gang leaders. Critics say the left-wing government led by Xiomara Castro is giving extra powers to the armed forces, despite her promises to demilitarize public security when she came to power just over a year ago.
There are reports that M23 rebels in eastern Congo have started withdrawing from some of the areas they'd captured. David Bamford reports.
The reported departure from some Congolese towns coincides with the deployment of hundreds of troops from several East African countries. They're moving in to put pressure on the rebels, who are widely assumed to be backed by Rwanda, though this has always been denied by its president, Paul Kagame. Ugandan troops have already taken over the key town of Bunagana, opening up a key supply route. Before now, the Congolese army, even with the backing of UN forces, was unable to end the conflict. Hundreds of thousands of civilians have been displaced for years.
State media in Syria say two civilians have been killed in an Israeli missile attack on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus. The Syrian military said some of the missiles had been intercepted by the country's air defences. It's the fourth such attack in the past week. World News from the BBC. The president of Tunisia, Kais Saied, has used his first public appearance in nearly 2 weeks to criticise opponents who were questioning the state of his health. In a video posted online, the president described speculation that he was ill as utterly crazy and accused the opposition of trying to create a crisis. The German arms manufacturer Rheinmetall is opening a maintenance centre in northern Romania near the Ukrainian border to service Western tanks and other hardware for Ukraine. Nick Thorpe reports.
The centre will open later in April and will service not only tanks built by the company, but also British Challenger 2 tanks, self-propelled howitzers and other military equipment. 88 tanks have already been pledged to Ukraine and the first Leopard 2s were delivered in late March. After meeting the Romanian President Klaus Iohannis in Bucharest, the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz expressed satisfaction that, as he put it, so many European member states are moving forward with Germany.
Venezuela has reopened its maritime borders with the Dutch Caribbean islands of Curaçao and Bonaire, which had been closed for 4 years. The authorities in Caracas have also announced plans to resume sea links next month. The three territories lie less than 100 kilometres off the Venezuelan coast. Britain's former finance minister Nigel Lawson, who served under Margaret Thatcher, has died at the age of 91. She chose him to push through her policies of cutting income tax, privatising nationalised industries and paying off government debt. Critics say his advocacy of cheaper borrowing helped to fuel an unsustainable boom. He resigned in 1989 after falling out with Mrs. Thatcher over her Europe policy. He's survived by 6 children, including the celebrity food writer Nigella Lawson. BBC News.